Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 266, All Things Through Him. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Let that settle for a moment. Don't rush past it. Hear it again. I can all things through Him who strengthens me. There is a promise here that we quote far too easily and understand far too little. Paul is not talking about superpowers. He is not promising you that you'll win every competition, land every opportunity, or never again feel the weight of a hard day. Look at the context. Just before this verse, he has been talking about learning contentment in plenty and in need. Learning. He was not born knowing it. He walked through seasons of abundance and seasons of want, and it was in the tension between those two that he discovered a secret the world simply cannot give, a steadiness that does not rise or fall with your circumstances. And that secret has a name. Him who strengthens me. Paul is not talking about willpower or self-discipline or human resilience. He is talking about Christ Jesus, the very one who carried the cross to Calvary, the very one who walked out of the grave on the third day. That same Christ now lives in you, and he is the one upholding every step on the days when your feet don't want to move. Do you know where Paul wrote these words? From inside a prison, not on a bright, open morning of freedom, from the tightest, darkest, most difficult place he had ever known. And it was precisely there that he learned the secret is not the absence of difficulty. It is the presence of Christ within it. The hardest place you are standing right now may be the very place where God's strength shines brightest. Not because God delights in your struggle, but because it is when we finally stop leaning on ourselves that he is free to act with his full weight. And that dependence, it has to be grown. Paul says he learned contentment. He did not arrive knowing it. It was a school. One morning at a time, one quiet decision to trust, this is not my strength, it is his. And over time, that decision becomes character. It becomes who you are. So today, before you launch into the day, before breakfast even, I want you to do one thing. Just one. Think of a task sitting in front of you today, the one that feels too heavy, the one you've been putting off, the one that puts a knot in your chest just thinking about it. You know the one. Now say it out loud, not for anyone else to hear, just between you and God. Say it like you mean it. I can do this through him who strengthens me. And then take the first step. Just the first one. You don't need to see the whole road. You just need to take the first step. The strength doesn't show up before you move. It shows up as you move. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.